disaster, more commonly known as the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico.
The FBI arrested former BP engineer Kurt Mix in Texas on charges that he obstructed justice during the investigations that began immediately after the explosion and massive oil spill. Mix allegedly deleted hundreds of iPhone text messages that involved the frantic and later failed operation to plug the well, the so-called top kill. In one critical message, Mix said the well was hemorrhaging 15,000 barrels of oil a day, which was three times more than what BP was telling the public.
At the Justice Department, CBS's Stephanie Lambidakis there. In the trial of former presidential candidate John Edwards, prosecutors put the former aide on the stand as they tried to show he diverted campaign money for very personal purposes.
Andrew Young testified that John Edwards' aides asked for money from several people to hide Edwards' affair during his 2008 presidential campaign. Young said Edwards used a special cell phone called the Bat Phone to talk to Riel Hunter, his mistress, after he fired her from his campaign at the demands of Edwards' late wife, Elizabeth.
CBS's Jim Crisula in Greensboro, North Carolina. Kofi Annan's people say he is not being fooled. UN monitors in Syria know that when they visit areas in conflict, the government stops shooting only to start up again when they leave. And the UN officials are saying satellite photos prove President Assad has not pulled his heavy weapons back as he said he would. We are doing a better job these days of controlling our cholesterol.
Only 13% of U.S. adults have high cholesterol, according to health officials. The CDC's Brian Kitt says it may be due to more people taking cholesterol-lowering drugs.
The trends in the use of lipid-lowering medications may have impacted our findings.
Kitt saying the groups with the highest cholesterol levels are women over the age of 40 and Hispanic men. Sabrina Gibbons for CBS News, Atlanta.
Home values are down about 35% from 07 levels. Real estate experts say it will take a long time to build back up again, especially with home prices down more than 7% last month. Economist Diane Swank at Mesirow Financial.
What we're seeing is a backlog of foreclosures hit the market, and it's not good news in the sense that we are still seeing these downward pressure on the numbers.
The average American home now costs less than $235,000. It's an entrepreneur's dream to have a cluster of billionaires gathered to back your new company, to send robots into space, to mine platinum and gold from asteroids.
The Earth is feeling a resource pinch, and ultimately, we have the ability to turn that which is scarce into abundant. And so now is the time that we need it most.
Peter Diamandis is the co-founder of Planetary Resources. On Wall Street, the Dow up 73 points, Nasdaq's down 11, oil prices $103.50 a barrel. This is CBS News.
Mike Rowe went to a real Ford dealership service department to talk to a real Ford service advisor about a big event.
Fiona, if I didn't know better, I'd say you're having some sort of, what, sales event?
Yes, we are. Big tire and brake sales event.
That
yes.
Means that you've got lots of different tires?
Yes, we do.
And how do I know as a consumer that Ford has the kind of tire that I need for my particular vehicle?
Well, we carry 11 major brands, so chances are what you're looking for, we have it.
What are the important aspects of the sale?
Right now, we have special rebates, offers, and discounts going on.
You're selling brakes as well?
Yes, we are.
Why should somebody bring their car here to get the brakes done?
When you bring your vehicle to a Ford dealership, you know that your vehicle's being worked on by technicians who work on Fords all day long.
Now, buy four select name brand tires and get a $100 rebate, plus a $40 rebate on Motorcraft Complete Brake Service.
So you have a lot of tires, and it's a big event.
It's a huge event.
And it involves brakes, too.
Yes, it does.
Which is why it's called the Big Tire and Brake Sales Event.
You're good.
Yeah, thank you.
$100 rebate can't be combined with other tire manufacturer rebate or offer. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for vehicle exclusions and rebate details through 5/31/12.
New cell phone cameras with X-ray vision.
Dreams of being Superman,
empowered with X-ray vision,
are coming true at the University of Texas at Dallas. It's basically the same technology you see at the airport security line, that huge machine that's used to see what's under your clothes.
It's essentially this kind of technology, but except it's going to be affordable and smaller.
Small enough to put into a cell phone. Dr. Kenneth Oh says they're limiting what the device can see to 4 inches, but that's enough for medical applications or to make sure you're not hammering into an electrical wire. Michael Board for CBS News, San Antonio.
It was one of those phew moments, wiping sweat from the brow for the owners of a Ford Model A in a barn in New Jersey. The barn was burning down around the vintage car when firefighters rushed in and pushed the car out of the smoke and flames. It had some water damage, but the fire did not burn it. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011.
Mike Rowe talks with a real Ford service advisor about a big event.
Fiona, if I didn't know better, I'd say you're having some sort of sales event.
We are the big tire and brake sales event.
What are the important aspects of the sale?
We have special rebates, offers, and discounts.
Stop by a Ford dealer now to buy four select tires and get a $100 rebate. Plus, get a $40 rebate on Motorcraft Complete Brake Service.
So you have a lot of tires. It involves brakes, too.
Correct.
Which is why it's called the Big Tire and Brake Sales Event.
You're good.
Yeah, thank you.
Offer cannot be combined. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for vehicle exclusions and rebate details through 5/31/12.
Hey, we got something to talk about. It's Tuesday, and the weather's okay, but then it's supposed to get... But that's a guess.
And now, here's Bill Benica.
Hey, here's Bill Benica, and I thank you very much for joining me today. I'm glad you could be along for the ride of your life. All right, Bill. Okay, there's so many things to talk about today. I spent hours, I think two hours, I think, today, a couple hours, putting together numbers. I was putting together numbers, and there's a reason for putting together these different numbers. I'm trying to relate to the size of something, and it's hard. It's really hard when we're mortal beings. Anytime a number gets too big, all of a sudden our brain goes, don't get it. Don't get it. So I'll just share some of these different numbers because I think they're quite fascinating, to tell you the truth. And I'll tell you where it all started after I tell you. All right. Now, the other thing today, they just had on the news. Did you hear this thing? They got the cell phone with the X-ray vision like they have at the airport. They can see under your clothes. That's cool. Hopefully hospitals will soon have X-ray machines that have a cell phone in them.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Charter Internet is keen on giving you more. Not a little more, a big more, as in more speed, which means more streaming hoops, more celebrity scoops, more posts, more boasts, more webcam, more Cousin Pam. By delivering more speed, we make the web more fun. Moreover, it doesn't cost more. To learn more or sign up today, visit charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply. Your favorite word is not rutabaga, shimmy, or Xanadu. No, your favorite word is free, because it makes other words better, like guilt-free, termite-free, and faster internet speeds for free. That's what Charter customers just got, allowing them to feel footloose and fancy-free as they download more freely. Don't have Charter Internet? Feel free to sign up at charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply.
Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henning. They're friends of mine, really nice friends. And that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
They do. We're going to have dinner with them here this weekend. They're just really nice people, and they really care about what they do, and they do it so well. And so if you have somebody in the family that, you know, has bad problems and you need a care center, certainly consider Country Oaks in Santa Maria. I mean, all right, let's talk about today, according to the Tribune. Our highlight in history: on April 24th in 1962, MIT achieved the first satellite relay of a TV signal using NASA's Echo 1 balloon satellite. On this date in 1916, some 1,600 Irish nationalists launched the Easter Rising by seizing several key sites in Dublin. In 1997, comedian Pat Paulson, 69, died in Tijuana. We don't know what he's doing there. Birthdays day, actress Shirley MacLaine is 78. Actress, singer, and she's the one that's starring with Zaxter. Not Zach. That's the other movie. She's starring with Jack Black in a new movie. Actress Shirley MacLaine is 70. Actress, singer, director Barbara Streisand is 70. Actor Damon Hounsou is 48. Singer Kelly Clarkson, 30 years old. Happy birthday to them, and happy birthday to you if it's yours today.
Happy birthday to you.
How does a little shoe store like Mike's and the Slow Promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shu Shun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people, in the right place, all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade.
Mike, oh, we gotta do this.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
This is CalCoastNews.com. I'm Bill Benica telling you about it, and this just came in moments ago. Local attorney Thomas Gerald McCormick, who represented criminal defendants in some of the county's highest-profile cases, died today in Arroyo Grande care facility. He was 55. Details of McCormick's death were not immediately available, although he has been hospitalized recently. He was in a failing health. Word of his passing circulated through local legal circles this morning. Fellow attorney and longtime friend Ron Crawford recalled a major case where he and McCormick were representing a group at the California Men's Colony, and the group member defendants gave McCormick the nickname Don Ho. He was a kind, generous man, said Crawford. We had a lot of good times together. He was Irish and lived up to the reputation. He always stepped up when he was needed. I'm very sad to see him go. He was very well respected by local judges, and he will be missed. McCormick most recently represented Kaylee Ann Weisenberg in her second-degree murder trial for the driving the vehicle which struck Officer Brett Oswald of the CHP in June of 2010. Weisenberg was eventually convicted. McCormick also was on one of the attorneys in the ongoing Distri Myers murder trial representing defendant Rhoda Witzo. He handled many cases for the San Luis Obispo County Public Defender's Office. McCormick graduated from California State University at Chico, earned his law degree from the University of San Fran. He was admitted to the California Bar in 1985 and practiced his whole career in San Luis Obispo County. And far too young a man to be lost, I think. All right, other things are going on in CalCoast News. Things are going on that we should know about. Let's go to this one here because this is a big story today. This is the three cross-burning suspects that reached a plea deal. Three out of the four accused of committing a hate crime against a black teen in Arroyo Grande last year agreed to plea deals in exchange for reduced sentences on Monday in San Luis Obispo Superior Court. Jason Akan, 36, pleaded no contest to arson and two counts of terrorism and faces 12 years in prison. Sarah Matheny, 24, and William Soto, 20, each pleaded no contest to one count of arson, one count of terrorism. Because of the plea agreement, they each face 5 years in prison. The fourth defendant, Jeremiah Hernandez, 32, pleaded not guilty, and his trial is proceeding separately. His attorney has argued his client had nothing to do with the cross-burning. On March 18, 2011, Khan, Hernandez, Soto, and Matheny allegedly set ablaze an 11-foot cross in direct view of a 19-year-old woman's bedroom in the home she resided in with her mixed-race family. Khan's attorney, Trace Milan, claims that his client burned the cross to memorialize his father, who died near the home of the black teen. In 1994, Sheriff's Deputy shot and killed Jason Khan's father, Rick Khan, after he charged them with a knife. A SWAT team had been sent to Arroyo Grande to search for Rick Khan, who was suspected of murdering a fellow methamphetamine dealer on the Napomo Mesa. the apples don't fall far from the tree. During a preliminary hearing, the prosecutors argued that Khan demonstrated his affinity for white supremacy by sporting several swastikas and white power tattoos, and the cross-burning was racially motivated. Yeah, swastikas are kind of a dead giveaway right there. Usually. Where this time. Yeah, other things are going on the Central Coast. A veteran of the Itasca Police Department, Joe Allen, has been elevated to the risk of commander, Chief Gerald Haley said. Allen joined the local department in 1995 after a four-year stint in Monrovia as a member of that community's special enforcement team. He's been a leader in Atascadero's department's SWAT unit and developed the crime-free multi-housing program and the bicycle patrol. He was promoted to a sergeant in 2001, supervised the department's detectives unit. Haley said Allen's selection came after a search inside and outside the department. The chief lauded Allen's career performance, adding, "One of Joe's greatest strengths is his commitment to the department and the community." Allen is married and the father of three kids and has been active in local youth programs. Our congratulations go out to him. Other things in Cal Coast News that we may or may not have gotten to. I think not, but we just got the story yesterday. The prisoner accused of murdering another inmate at CMC, and that is under investigation at this time. And that's what's happening on CalCoastNews.com. Anytime and 24/7, you can look up CalCoastNews.com, just Google it. And up in the upper right-hand corner also is Talk is Cheap. You click on that. You'll hear me during 12 to 2, and you'll hear everything else that goes on KYNS at the other times of the day.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
I don't know what's going on. You know, I had saved some news stories for you, and then I don't know where they went. So I'm not going to worry about it. Okay, I'm not going to worry about that. I got other things to talk about. We got things to discuss today. Okay, let's start. Let's just get this out of the way so we're done with it. Lindsay Lohan is going to play the young Liz Taylor in a movie. What were they thinking? You know, Liz didn't start drinking till after she was twice as old as Lindsay Lohan is now. So I don't know what's going on. Lindsay Lohan is who you'd pick. Okay. And it's not, but here's what somebody said. We don't really know if she can act anymore or not. Well, the last time she did a movie before she got into all this problems was right here in San Luis Obispo was I Know Who Killed Me, if you remember. And it sold four, maybe five tickets at the box office. So I think we have some clue as to where she was the last time we saw her. But okay, yeah, what's the other thing? Okay, now here's something I'm starting to get more curious, and I was not curious at all at first. I was like, okay, well, gee, that's somehow. We're talking about Colombian prostitution and not Secret Service agents that protect the president, but Secret Service agents that in military that, you know, see the way clear for the president to be there. Here's the thing that I'm finding interesting. The one argument that is being proffered is that one of these women could have planted a bomb, you know, done something to somehow compromise the president. Usually with what's going on at that time, they don't have a chance to get up and run around. But I don't know. Anyway, but so then this presents this question, and I guess everybody has a different feeling about it. I don't know what kind of relationships a lot of Secret Service men can have. Maybe they're all just married normal people, but I'm not sure of that. I don't know, so I don't know. And if prostitution is legal in Colombia, if it's after hours, let's assume it's after hours, because they haven't told us yet. Is it after hours or is it the middle of the day? If it's after hours and, you know, after a normal working day, and a guy says, well, I'm just going to go relax. I'm going to go to the hotel pool, and I'm going to have a prostitute. That's not illegal. And, again, I'm not quite sure if it's the business of the American people that he chooses to do that. But so the only argument that I'm hearing at all to me that sort of holds water at this point is the fact that, you know, could have one of these prostitutes compromised the president in some way by, you know, being in a room that he was going to be near or whatever. But, boy, anything beyond that is all of a sudden we get into this, what are grown-ups allowed to do and not do? And that gets to be shaky ground right there. The slippery slope, as they say. So, I don't know. I'm waiting. And so now I'm waiting to hear. I'm waiting to find out a little bit more and see what they say. Of course, they've already fired a bunch of these guys. But I don't know. Then Rosie O'Donnell was on NBC today, and she said that when she was a young comedian and there weren't very many women comedians, that the guys that she, you know, were quite a bit older than her, but that did acts, most of them were married, and most of them, she said, fiddled around when they were on the road. So that was just an observation she made. So I don't have a clue. All right. Other things going on. Big, dead, nasty, stinky whale is right there up by San Simeon. And it's north of the San Simeon San Simeon Creek, but just right south of the San Simeon proper. And they're going to just lay there and stink and eventually just disappear because all the birds and the little critters will get it. And so it looks like a two-year-old female, according to Wayne Perryman, leader of the Cetacean Health and Life History Program for Southwest Fisheries Science Center of the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration. Holy cow, can I say that again? The leader of the Cetacean Health and Life History Program for Southwest Fisheries Science Center for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He doesn't carry business cards because there's just no way they're going to work on that. So anyway, so years ago, I don't know how many, well, yeah, it was years ago, Nancy and I used to like to go to Spyglass Cove. You know, just it was pleasant, have a little picnic, you know, whatever. But there was a dead seal washed in a Spyglass Cove, and man, that thing was there a long time. You know, a whale's a big thing. It takes a long time for it to disappear. And it certainly took this thing a long time to disappear. So Spyglass Cove was just, I don't know what the people in the motel did, you know, right up there. I don't know what they were doing when they got that whiff from down there on the beach. It wasn't good. It wasn't good. Okay. As I mentioned on Calcoast News, the CMC homicide investigation is underway. Family of the inmate who died after altercation says he's a model prisoner who avoided trouble, which has nothing to do with what happens in prison, really, I don't think. You know, I think you can go look for trouble and find it, but I think sometimes trouble just finds you whether you want to find you or not, and it just shows up. So that's the way that is. All right, so we got the thing about the capital punishment. So now there's going to be a ballot, an initiative on the ballot in November, and it's going to ask us if we want to get rid of capital punishment in California. Now, let's get to the numbers here. Let's get to what they say it's going to save. They say it would save $100 million, and then they immediately turn around and say, and that would be used to investigate unsolved crimes. Why don't we use the $100 million to help balance the budget? We don't, instead of just saying, okay, we're going to spend it on something else. Then you haven't accomplished a thing. You're not saving anything. It would save $100 million for California, and that would be used to investigate unsolved crimes. So no, it wouldn't save California a penny. So how do you feel about it? I still to this day believe if the death penalty was executed in the way that it should be, and I don't mean that to be a pun, but those that take another person's life forfeit their own. That seems to be fair to me and makes sense. The only thing is we have a system that's absurd, and so there's a number of things that now are involved in, and I understand this, and I'm starting to really come on board with these things about, okay, what if you have a questionable witness? What if you have so many cases are circumstantial anyway, but you know, what if you have no DNA to fall back on? But in the, you know, what do you do then? So then I say, okay, because you're not going to execute these people anyway, you never are in California. So I agree, they might as well just give them life without parole. And then the other thing to me that should be investigated, and I think we're starting to do this more immediately, is to check DNA evidence and ascertain one of two things. Either someone's innocent, in which case get them the heck out of there, or someone's guilty, in which case, sorry, I just soon see them go away. But with all these, you know, appeals and whatnot and everything, it takes 25, 35, 45 years, so that's not going to work either. So despite what I think is the right thing to do, for murders, I think that this is probably the best way to go. But I don't know, we should take the money we save and turn around and say, okay, well, we're going to use it for this other stuff. Some of it, maybe, but all of it. And then, of course, you've heard about Social Security yesterday, and so they say we're going to run out of Social Security and Medicare before you know it. And they say Medicare is going to run out by 2024, Social Security by 2033, unless things are made to fix it. Now, the last few seated Congresses have managed to screw it up, you know, so it would be now appropriate that they fix it. And I would hope that they would get on that, you know, sometime in the near future. You know how you have to, you know, with people like that, you have to say sometimes in the near future because you never can tell with it. But, I mean, it really is. Seems like it's quite important, really. Do you think? Okay, you guys screwed it up. Fix it. Fix it. Do you hear me? Fix it. Another thing's going on. Now, this is one of these sad situations for most people. You know, you all of a sudden have an appendicitis attack. You don't really have time to call Angie's List and get comparison hospitals and say, okay, well, this is where I want to go. You pretty much got to get to the hospital right away because you're in severe pain and you're going to die. So here it says medical bills for same procedure vary hugely. An appendix removal can cost $1,500 or $180,000, according to new research, which is just like almost insane, as you can imagine. I have no idea what they get to remove an appendix here on the Central Coast. Is it cheaper in Santa Barbara at Cottage Hospital? Is it cheaper to go further south to L.A.? But the question is, if you're having an appendicitis attack, can you even get there? Probably not. So what I would do is I would call some hospitals, you know, just take some major things that could go wrong with you and say, I want to try to get some kind of a price idea on what this is going to cost if I have this, 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 and this. There's nothing wrong with doing that. You know, that's prudent. I would do it. See, I was lucky when I had that gallbladder affair. I mean, I just went to the VA. Same place I always go, to the VA. Sure, it takes a lot of patience, but, you know, that's where I went. Grand jury points out more than local, let's try that again. Mostly positive reports on officer complaints. Grand jury points out more than local agencies can do to improve the system. Says they want to complain about law enforcement have a far easier road in San Luis County than they did 7 years ago, but a warning that people could be sued for filing a false report might scare people away and should be removed from complaint forms, according to a civil grand jury report. Now, see, I don't want, the grand jury gets a bad rap in this town, every county, every time they meet and convene. But already I'm disagreeing with them. See, now I'm saying, well, wait a minute. Do you mean to tell me that if you have a disclaimer at the top of the page, if you're going to file a report that says if you file a false report, that it could be punishable by, you know, whatever fine and imprisonment? Your federal income tax says it. Your California state tax says it. I'm not sure I see the point of that. Members of the San Luis Obispo County Civil Grand Jury also know that privacy provided to law enforcement employees under California's Peace Officers Bill of Rights makes it often difficult to explain to a complainant why they cannot be privy to additional information once an agency makes a decision about a complaint. Based on the current state law, the grand jury wrote, complainants are not entitled to be notified of any disciplinary action taken against an officer. The report praised San Luis Obispo County Sheriff Ian Parkinson effusively for making great strides in improving the handling of city's citizen complaints and internal affairs investigations by reestablishing its own internal affairs unit, now known as the Professional Standards Unit. So that's interesting. Maybe I'm wrong. It would seem to me that even though what happens often with disciplinary problems is all, you know, it has to do with sealed records and all that stuff. But if they discharge somebody, or I can see their point. The idea is to prevent law enforcement, you know, from having to reveal, you know, where their address is and things like that. I don't know that that really reveals that. If you said, okay, this is the disciplinary action taken against this officer for the complaint that was filed, I mean, I don't think you're putting the officer in jeopardy doing that. But that's just me thinking again. Okay, we got some interesting things to talk about today. Madeleine Albright has a new book out. Fascinating. If you want to talk about all of a sudden being surprised. Oh, and I forgot to mention with the Spyglass Cove thing, did you see on the news where they found a white orca? The Russians spotted it and filmed it. It was actually a couple of years ago. They're slow to kind of release information. They're hoping to find it again before they release the information, but so far, no luck. But they did have a video of it, and it's a completely white orca. It's kind of fun. Because up till now, they've all been bad guys.
Just like the Dodgers on the field, your car is a finely tuned machine. Keep your car running Dodger smooth at Black Road Auto. You can save money on all types of car repair, foreign and domestic. With over 20 years of experience in transmission and car repair, Black Road Auto has over 15 acres of classic and hard-to-find auto parts. When you need your car repaired, transmission service, or auto parts, think of Black Road Auto. Black Road Auto, 1500 Black Road, Santa Maria, or call them at 346-2770. That's 346-2770.
The Dr. Ronald Hoffman Show is sponsored by San Luis Obispo's Natural Foods Co-op.
Hi, I'm Michael, manager of the Natural Foods Co-op in San Luis Obispo. We are a non-corporate, community-owned grocery store that offers a healthy alternative place to shop. At the Natural Foods Co-op, you'll find local organic produce and local pasture-raised meats, as well as organic grocery and bulk items. We have a large supplement section, as well as a bulk herb department with over 250 items. In the 37 years we've been in business, our goal has been to provide high-quality, healthy foods and supplements at the lowest prices possible. We have a friendly, knowledgeable staff that can help you with all your questions. Co-op members enjoy a discount at the register and better prices on special orders. However, we are open to the public and a membership is not required to shop. Come by and check us out at 745 Francis Avenue, right off Broad Street in San Luis Obispo. We're open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 7, closed on Sundays. Mention this ad and we'll give you a free t-shirt with your groceries. Natural Foods Co-op of San Luis Obispo. Everyone can shop, anyone can join.
Pretty sure that's where it ends. Okay. Hi, that David Lance is who we're listening to today, and he does pretty good music, and I like David Lance. Here, Bill Benneker, Talk is Cheap, your Friends and Neighbors Network. This is Bill's news and commentary, and it has to do with the 1340 KYNS, your news station. And we're live. We're local. I threw that because I just thought, you know, KSBY, it's a ruffle their hair. Give him a noogie. Hey, I'm live and I'm local. You understand? I'm not 4 hours from now. 4 hours and 23 minutes from now. I'm now. Just let you know. Anything's going on. All right, let me tell you about, this is where this whole number thing came in my brain, and I'll tell you what it started. And this was, Madeleine Albright was interviewed today. She has a new book out. I don't know if you've heard about this by Madeleine Albright. And Madeleine Albright was raised a Roman Catholic, and she always thought she was a Roman Catholic. And her parents passed away, and then something, somewhere, somehow, something came up, and much to her great surprise, she was Jewish. Not to my surprise, I thought she was Jewish anyway, because she looks Jewish. But anyway, it surprised her. Because her parents had always told her she was just Roman Catholic, and they managed to escape Poland and get to the United States and everything. Actually, they got to England and avoided the Holocaust. And so she, you know, says, if they, people say, well, what if you, you know, what would you like to know if you could ask them something? And she said, I'd like to know, why they hid it from me. And so she's gone through all this painful stuff and collected all of this information on the people that were killed by the Nazis and her family. And it was extensive. And it's just a fascinating tale, once again, of the Holocaust. And, as I've always said, it's a hole in my soul to watch that stuff. And it just tears me apart. But just amazing. But so then I got to thinking. Let me tell you what I was thinking about. So here's what I thought. This went through my brain as I'm watching her, and I think to myself, you know, we have gun incidents on an ongoing basis throughout the country and throughout the world, and yet the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst, of course, have always been military, and there's nothing that compares to the military and what the military can do with very few weapons and a huge amount of people. So if you look at the concentration camps at Auschwitz, Buchenwald, all those, you know, there wasn't really that necessary for that many guards, because once somebody has a gun in their hand, they can control thousands upon thousands of people. It's the way it is. If they have no place to go, if there's no way to get out, no way to escape. And of course there wasn't. And so it really kind of struck me about that. Then I was thinking about, and I looked it up to make sure, because I thought I knew the number, but I want to make sure. And then I thought, okay, then what other war deaths have been significant and insane, which besides all of them? But the Battle of Gettysburg lasted 3 days, and 8,000 men were killed in 3 days. I mean, that's insane. And so what I did was I started looking up things and places and wars and... And to get a perspective, okay, for instance, like right here, War of 1812, the battle deaths were 2,260. The Spano Stadium at Cal Poly holds 22,000 people. So that's how many people were killed in the War of 1812, the number of people that would fill Spano Stadium. So I was trying to, you know, be able to relate to this. In American Revolutions, the battle deaths were twice that. They were 4,400. The Indian Wars, 1,000. Mexican War, 1,733. And then we go on and on. We got all the other wars in between. But I went to World War One, and it was 53,000. World War II, 291,000. Korean War was about 35,000. So I was saying, okay, what are these numbers? What can I relate to these numbers with? How do I relate to this number? So Slo City has 44,000 people in it. Slo County has 270,000 people in it. And the 2012 Super Bowl was attended by 74,000 people. So 74,000 people. So I'm thinking to myself, well, you take this and you envision it as these people in Vietnam. As we know, there was about 58,000 deaths. Gulf War, amazingly, was in the Gulf War, it was about 500. and the and then they have American wars all total, and wounded deaths and all that kind of stuff. So total number of deaths since 1775 has been 651,000. And other deaths in the theater of operations were $308,000 people. And then I believe the World War II, the total number of casualties in all of the war was 60 million people. So I just find it, you know, I'm trying to just grasp some of these numbers of these things that we create by picking up rifles and using the military. So here's another thing I found that I thought was interesting. The average attendance at a Major League Baseball game is 30,000. Football game is 66,000. Basketball game is 17,000. Hockey is 17,000. So just to me, again, it was a way of saying, okay, how do you think this through? How do you understand this? You know, it's a lot of people. It's a lot of people. So anyway, that was on my mind. I had to go look these numbers up and say, okay, what are they? I think one of the things, there was battles in the World War and everything, but when you consider, I forget the tonnage they said, how many tons of shells were fired at the Battle of Gettysburg. It was huge. But to imagine 8,000 men were killed and many, many more wounded, of course. Let me see if it says how many wounded. I think I have that. Because it was terrible in the Civil War, and then how many people probably died from those wounds. Well, here's an interesting thing. Battle deaths for the Union, they say, were 140,000. Other deaths in the service of the Union, 224,000. Battle deaths for the Confederacy, 74,000. Other deaths in the service, that was non-theater, was 59,000. So, again, it's just these numbers are just amazing to me. They're just absolutely incredible. And now we have, I say this in reflection to what we have going on in Syria, right? You know, the people are able to flee. Luckily, they can flee in one direction or another. But, again, it's another slaughter of humanity, which is just disgusting. And then a gentleman called, and I guess he called, he didn't call my number, but he called some other number here. But anyway, so he talked to a Moon, and we were talking yesterday about the drone that was shot down. And they, you know, they claim they shot it down, but I said when I saw pictures of it, I didn't see any damage to that thing whatsoever. And a gentleman called and said what they found out had happened was, according to him, was that at a certain elevation, if the plane gets below a certain altitude, then they were able to hack into it and basically land it, which is why it had no damage to it. So then, you know, this report says, which is probably true, they say Iran has, you know, probably not the capability to backwards engineer it, you know, reverse engineer it, but China certainly does. And you can bet your fanny that China and Iran are working on that project right now. Promise. Guaranteed. So it's really, I don't know, it just amazes me. I would think from now on we build drones that are of that importance, that what we do is we design the way it blows itself up first, and then we design the rest of it after that, because that seems to be the thing that really was lacking there. Let's get on the horn and say hello today on the phone. Hello?
Yo, Mr. Bill.
Hi, Gary.
Were you saying that the Gettysburg battle resulted in 8,000 deaths?
8,000 deaths in 3 days.
Where'd that number come from?
I found it in like five different places.
Wow. Because the tour around the place indicated it was closer to 50,000 in the 3 days, if you count both sides.
Well, I understand that. Wait, let me get back here.
Now, you're counting both sides, right?
Yeah,
now
here's
what
they said.
We're Americans on both sides.
Here's what I said. Battle deaths Union, okay, here's why. Battle deaths in the Union were 140,000, and battle deaths from the Confederacy were 74,000, but other deaths in the service in the Confederacy were 59,000, which is as many people we lost in Vietnam, and other deaths in the service for the Union forces were actually twice. Try to imagine this. They were twice what they were to be on the field.
Yeah.
What were they dying of?
Yeah, because they didn't have any concept of hygiene.
Well, that's true, and they also
or sewage.
And sewage, and they also, you know, this doesn't say, and some of these things, like here it shows non-mortal woundings were for the Union were 281,000, but think of the deaths that occurred within that 224,000 that were
non-mortal.
That were mortal, yeah. Yeah, you're right. I see what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of those non-mortal woundings died at age 30 of their wounds.
Sure.
Because, you know, I think, I'm not sure if that's about the time in history that doctors stopped bleeding people to get the bad blood out of their body so they could recover.
I don't think they had to because, you know, I mean, the loss of limbs was just
much.
I just find these numbers nuts. You know, it's always interesting to have been through something you've been through and then say, but boy, I'm glad I wasn't there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And even though the thing that you were encountering was death-defyingly frightening, I think to myself, I'm so glad I was in the Second World War and some. I mean, can you imagine D-Day? Can you imagine D-Day? Help me up.
Yeah, there was one battle in the Argonne Forest where later studies determined that if all the men killed in no man's land of that battle all miraculously came back to life, there wouldn't be room for them to all stand on that battlefield.
Really?
And what is that telling you? What were you running across when you went charging across no man's land?
Really?
Oh, my God. You don't think you're going to keep them on the farm now, do you?
Well, the biggest no man's land that still exists in the world, from what I'm told, is the DMZ between Korea and North Korea.
Is that the only one left?
Well, I don't know. I'm sure there's others, but they say that one is a doozy.
Yeah, it's a hot zone.
That there are more landmines in there than probably any place else in the world combined.
What do you do when there's just no rational explanation for what your opponent is doing? If they're totally irrational, how do you plan?
I don't know, and I don't think you really can. I think, you know, like I'm not military intelligence for sure, but I think you just have to plan for all kinds of scenarios and plan for the worst. Because what else are you going to do?
Oh, man.
I mean, look at here, this Kim Jong-un, his first speech is about, you know, it's the military, military, military. The guy does this in Red Square, in Korea, in Pyongyang. He does that in that square, and he's surrounded by nothing but military.
Yeah.
It's like, well, of course you'd say that. What, are you going to say something else?
Well, yeah, if you're surrounded by 17 jets, all of a sudden you think the jets are cool, and what was the other gang? They're uncool when there's 17 jets standing around you.
Yeah.
Who was the other gang in West Side Story? Anyway.
The sharks and the jets.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, you ain't feeling the least bit sharky when you're standing in the...
Really?
You know, that guy, I don't know what kind of actual power he has. He has a pretty luxury life, I guess.
What is your perception of how much power that man has? My perception is, and I have no, all I can do is...
As long as he doesn't tick off those big, huge guys with all the stuff on their uniforms that stand around him.
Right. I don't think he has much to say about much.
Yeah, I hope and pray that our CIA has enough agents near enough to know which one of those uniforms is the commanding officer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, one is.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
It's kind of scary, too, when they have these military things that they do. Russia does them, North Korea does them, communist countries do them. Not Cuba, however. They could have a big march and have people have cigars in their hand, but, you know, they, as opposed to rifles. But, you know, this show of military force-type parade, you know, once a year, twice a year, three times a year, whatever they do, it's just kind of...
It's insane.
You look at this and go, boy.
And viewing, as I believe the Chinese do, all of Asia as being parts of China, it's that China's use of Korea is like the neighbor you're not getting along with, so he keeps this aggravating little yabbity dog because he knows the dog is going to make you crazy.
Yeah.
You know, threatened to bite your children or something.
It's very amazing. It really is. And there was something I was going to say about Kim Jong-il that related to this whole thing, and I can't remember what it was. But anyway, it's just pretty amazing. Oh, this is when Kim Jong-il died. They were saying that people had to show, in order to protect themselves from the police and the Gestapo, or whatever they call themselves in Korea, in order to protect themselves from them, they had to show sorrow.
Oh, yeah.
It was all a big, you know, put on that they...
Oh, yeah.
The people are starving to death. Do you think they were sorry that guy went?
They have no idea what's causing them to be so hungry. They think it's us.
Well, of course they do.
They think it's because we're screwing them, you know, left and right.
Yep.
You know, there's as has been demonstrated in many of our own elections, there's just no way to overstate the value of owning the media.
The propaganda.
Oh, man. Seriously. Can you imagine trying to get a people to do what the Nazis got the German people to do?
You know what you, we
it
don't,
would take years of propaganda excellence to...
And you know what we don't... here's the interesting thing. After World War One, and then whatever the status, the moral, the you know, moral status of, and the what am I trying to say, the how people felt in Germany, we've never known, luckily, in this country, what it would be like to feel that bad. You know what I mean?
Starting in the 30s?
Yeah, they felt so...
In the 20s after World War
I. They felt so inferior, you know, they as a populace, they felt so inferior that, you know, a guy like Hitler was able to just whip them up.
Oh, yeah, well, they felt really like they'd been screwed bad.
Yeah.
Which they had. The Treaty of Versailles is how to not do it.
Right.
You know, the Marshall Plan was a much better approach to post-war angst.
Right.
You know... And but unfortunately, there are almost no people left who remember the Marshall Plan and what it really meant to the Europeans.
I think I had. Darn, I came across some other numbers. I didn't print those out.
Yeah, I really thought that the 3 days at Gettysburg was 50,000 dead.
I think all totally right. It was. But they just said immediate battle. They were talking about, you know, somebody shot and killed on the battlefield was 8,000. But you're right. I think it was 50,000 altogether. Well, let me see. I can add it up again. You have 140 and 224, so that's 364. And then you have 74 on top of that, so that's well, it's just insane is what it is. Here, let me say this number again. Okay. Civil War battle deaths union were 140,000.
I'm surprised it wasn't more than that. But, of course, battle deaths as opposed to disease in camp, you know.
Well, just as on other deaths in service.
Yeah. Typhoid.
Anyway, it's just amazing. I mean, I just, you know, war,
yeah.
War, what is it good for?
Well, 8,000 was the Iwo Jima number. It was like 3,000 on day one, and 5,000 more died after the flag raising. Man.
And I'd like to say we've learned something by all this, but I haven't. I don't see what we've learned.
Well, I saw the Blitzkrieg, you know, the island hopping thing. Couldn't we have hopped to some other, wasn't there another island anywhere in that chain that we could put our own air base on and just starve them suckers out?
Well, we had quite a few casualties, but I think Okinawa, in order to secure that as an air base, I think Okinawa went fairly well, you know, in considering how some of these other islands went.
Okinawa gave us a real taste for what was coming, though.
Well, they sure did, you know.
Oh, man.
But the other advantage we had in Okinawa...
About what they were being trained to do.
But the other advantage...
had schoolgirls training with pitchforks,
but
and they weren't kidding around.
The other advantage was, is they had people committing suicide rather than be caught by Americans. So you were actually eliminating the civilian population without having doing anything. Remember they were jumping off of cliffs?
Yeah.
Because they thought we were cannibals.
I know they famously did that on some of the islands. And, well, how are you going to defeat somebody that would do that?
Don't know. And I will always say, you know, again, when people say that, you know, Truman, this is why he did this, you know, he had some ulterior motive about to show the Russians how much consist we had.
Japanese should be grateful that he did what he did.
Yeah, I hear, you know what, people can have more than one reason to do something. There's nothing wrong with that, in my opinion. So if he said, well, we're going to try to end this war without having to invade Japan, and we're at the in the same time we're going to show the Russians what they're up against, that's fine, okay, I accept that. And I certainly accept the fact that, as tragic as it was that we had to kill that many people in Nagasaki and Hiroshima, I think of what it would have been if we had to invade the island of Japan. It would have been insane.
Well, an interesting little piece of trivia. The Purple Heart Awards that were being awarded in our era during Vietnam were coming out of a warehouse where they had stockpiled something like 3 million Purple Heart boxes.
For the invasion.
In anticipation of the invasion of Japan.
Really?
They were they're probably still running Purple Hearts out of that same warehouse. What do you want to bet?
Bet you're right. I know I was eating sea rations that they first.
I don't think we've lost 3 million since then.
I think I've eaten sea rations they gave to the Korean War guys.
Yeah, we were getting Korean sea rats in training in Hawaii.
So here you have to think to yourself. Yeah. So here you got the 50s, and then you got you're up to the 60s, and so your scrambled eggs and water were at least a 10 years old.
Ham and Limas was the kiss of death.
You
couldn't trade those for anything, man. Get away from the ham and Limas.
We were lucky. We could just eat whatever we wanted to.
That was a real weight loss program. We went on bivouac.
Yes, it was a weight loss program for sure. Anyway, I thank you for your thoughts, Dave Gehr.
Well, Mr. Bill, if you ever want to find true to the bone pacifists, go talk to the military personnel, particularly the career people.
Yep.
Those are the people who are the biggest pacifists on earth.
Sure they are.
Be well, Mr. Bill.
And thank you. All right. I just thought I'd throw some of these numbers up, but Gary's right. Some of these numbers are actually bigger, when you add certain things into it. But it's just, and all this came from Madeleine Albright writing a book about finding out that she was Jewish and losing her people. All right, other things are going on in our world. Other things are happening. I don't want to be morose. I don't want to be like morose today. I didn't mean to get morose about it, but let's talk to somebody else on the phone and say hello.
Oh, hi, Bill.
Hi, Ann.
It's Ann, and it's Los Osos is fogged in again. Oh, well. We had a little sun this morning.
You know what? This discussion that we've been having, this thing with numbers,
yes,
started with you and I a long time ago when we were talking about our perspective of numbers. I don't know if you remember this. This was years ago you and I talked, and we were talking about, how once numbers get to be to a certain degree, our brain can't really comprehend it anymore, so we just say, okay, well, I don't get that.
Yeah, just like, it's a bunch.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like too big, like 6 million to go. I mean, even trying to get your mind around the Holocaust is darn near impossible. And talking about, like, battlefield deaths, some of the huge numbers were because of the way they fought, where they just walk into fusillades.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
they'd all line up and walk forward, man, and just be cut down. They did that. Like the Battle of the Somme was just, it was like going into a lawnmower. It was just awful. And it was like that was the way you fought.
And the amazing part of it all, and the same with the Revolutionary War, and the thing is, the amazing part of it is the fact that the men, that's how you fought, and the men did it.
Yeah.
Like the first fusillade, they didn't get shot, but so now they're reloading their gun. They're going to face the second one, and the third one, and the fourth one.
Yeah,
and they
just kept coming, and the idea was just overwhelm.
Yep.
Theoretically, but that kind of can work if you've got old ratty muskets that don't shoot worth beans, and are just not rifled, and you can't hit the broadside of a barn. You could get lucky and just overwhelmed, but when you're going into the face of a Gatling gun or a machine gun, it's just slaughter.
Well,
and
of course
is what happened.
You bet.
Or into the mouths of cannon.
First World War, the machine gun was one of the telling tales. I mean, we were lucky we got through the First World War, really, and because that's when the Germans introduced mustard gas and the machine gun.
Yeah.
But
it was that fixed. It was still the same mentality.
Yeah,
you climbed out of the hole, and you marched across this open mud field full of dead, rotting bodies until you were mowed down.
I know. And
then you started all over again.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I got to do the news.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Talk to you.
The oil engineer has been arrested in Texas, the first criminal case in the 2010 oil spill. Kurt Mix allegedly deleted text messages that would have shown the flow of oil into the Gulf was known to be multiples of the public story. Mix is free on $100,000 bail. Plaquemines Parish President Billy Nungesser.
Well, I'm just glad that we're going to get to the bottom of some of the cover-up. We said from day one they were more worried about protecting their legal interests than protecting the people, the animals, and the environment.
BP has put up $20 billion to set things right, and officials say the Gulf is back to its old self. The beaches are clean, and tourism has bounced back. Occupy protesters are disrupting the Wells Fargo shareholders meeting in San Francisco. Reporter Anna Duckworth is there.
12 protesters. officers have managed to get behind that police barricade. They have linked their arms together, chained them together, and then have plastic tubing surrounding so they're linked together. They are preventing people as a human chain, essentially, preventing the shareholders from getting into the Wells Fargo shareholders meeting.
The Agriculture Department says it turned out to be an insignificant mad cow case in that there was only one cow at a rendering plant in Central California, and the meat did not get into the food chain. U.S. meat and dairy supplies are safe, according to the government. The trial of former Democratic presidential candidate John Edwards has the prosecution's key witness on the stand today, talking secret girlfriend, angry wife, and the bat phone.
Andrew Young testified that John Edwards' aides asked for money from several people to hide Edwards' affair during his 2008 presidential campaign. Young said Edwards used a special cell phone called the bat phone to talk to Riel Hunter, his mistress, after he fired her from his campaign at the demands of Edwards' late wife, Elizabeth.
CBS's Jim Crisula in North Carolina. The trial question is where the money came from. The UN observers say they're not fooled by the trickery of Syria's government.
Kofi Annan's spokesman indicates the Assad regime may be trying to fool the UN observers as they visit towns.
When they go, the guns are silent. We have credible reports that when they leave, the exchanges start again.
Ahmad Fawzi also says there's concern about Syrians who may be talking to the observers.
These people who approach the observers may be approached by security forces or Syrian army and harassed or arrested or even worse, perhaps killed. And this is totally unacceptable.
Cammy McCormick, CBS News, the State Department.
Another reason pasta sauce is said to be so good for you, the antioxidant tomatoes for starters. And now researchers say oregano is showing promise against prostate cancer. Supriya Bhavadekar is the study author at Long Island University.
It's triggering the cells to undergo suicide or to commit suicide.
And she says getting cancer to kill itself is a very good thing. On Wall Street, the Dow gained about 75 points today. The Nasdaq lost more than 8 points. Oil prices $103.50 a barrel. This is CBS News.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
Scientists say they can control a robot with thoughts and without any inconvenient brain implants.
Scientists in Switzerland demonstrating how a partially paralyzed person can control a robot by thought alone. These researchers using only a simple head cap recording the brain signals of a quadriplegic as he imagined moving his paralyzed fingers. The signals transmitted to a robot more than 60 miles away. That robot performing just as the patient's mind directs it to, as long as his mind doesn't wander. It is a significant step in a process researchers hope will one day allow immobile people to interact with their surroundings through avatars. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
The best bass fishing in America is in Falcon Lake, Texas. Number two is Lake Okeechobee in Florida. The latest 100 Best Bass Lakes in Bassmaster magazine. They were followed by Lakes Guntersville in Alabama and the Great Lakes, Erie and Champlain. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
catch your breath after that, right? David Lance, that's Fire Dance is the name of that, one of my favorites. All right, you're Bill Benker, Talk of Sheep, your Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYMS, your news station. And we're just talking about this and that and the other thing today. I came across this again. I wanted to share it with you because it's just a great poem. And it's by Saxon White Kessinger. It was written in 1959, and it's called "There Is No Indispensable Man." Sometime when you're feeling important, sometime when your ego's in bloom, sometime when you take it for granted, you're the best qualified in the room, sometime when you feel that you're going but leave an unfillable hole, just follow these simple instructions and see how they humble your soul. Take a bucket and fill it with water, put your hand in up to the wrist, pull it out, and the hole that's remaining is a measure of how you'll be missed. You can splash all you wish when you enter, you may stir up the water galore, but stop and you'll find that in no time it looks quite the same as before. The moral of this quaint example is just do the best that you can. Be proud of yourself, but remember, there's no indispensable man.
For three decades now, slow roasted coffee has been waking up the Central Coast. Most of you already know that your local grocery stores carry slow roasted coffee, but I'll bet you didn't know that you can now shop directly at Slow Roasted Coffee's warehouse in Los Osos. That's right, walk in the door and you might smell the beans a-roasting. When you shop at Slow Roasted Coffee, you'll find an expanded variety of coffee choices. And when you buy a 10-pound bag of your favorite coffee blend, you'll save an additional 10%. One more good thing, you'll receive two free samples with your order. So come on by and see for yourself where Slow Roasted Coffee comes from. You can shop weekdays from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Just give them a call in advance, please. Call them at 528-7317. That's 528-7317. And they'll have your order waiting for you. Find Slow Roasted Coffee in Los Osos at 1172 Los Olivos Avenue near Fairchild. Slow Roasted Coffee, a tradition that tastes great.
California is number one at a lot of things. Surfing, wine. We're the state with the most millionaires, the most nonconformists, the most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
San Luis Obispo's Palm Theater is your ticket to cinema for the soul. Jim D's Palm Theater shows first-run film festival favorites for those who seek movie mastery that runs deeper than the overly hyped pedestrian fare. This marvelous intimate multiplex is known as the Slow Theater, where the prices and popcorn are the best in town. Green as a bean, the Palm is also the only solar-powered theater on the Central Coast. Across from the Palm Street parking garage, the Palm on Palm. Cinema for your soul. I like to tap into the Palm Theater's solar there, but the cord would be too long. Before I so rudely interrupted. Okay. Hi, you're Bill. It's about 14 after right now. And it's an okay Tuesday. You know, the weather's kind of cloudy. And then we're told that tomorrow, and this is what we're told. This is how I'm going to say it from now. I've got to figure out a way to say it from now. We're told that tomorrow and Thursday will be poopy with rain. And then Friday, will once again, the sun will shine. Saturday will shine even more, and Sunday could be better than that. That's according to the guesses. Well, you know, John Lindsay, I don't know why I couldn't find his thing. John Lindsay's thing this weekend was microclimates and the fact that, you know, here on the Central Coast we have just the whacked out weather that we have. And so, you know, the North County's different, the South County's different, the beaches are different, all kinds of areas can be different. The thing I'm finding the most unusual about San Luis Obispo today, because these things have changed over a course of time, of the months that it does it and how ferociously it does it or not, is the wind. And I think because of the building that's occurred over the last 30 years in San Luis Obispo, you know, the wind used to always just blow certain ways, and you could pretty much count on it. And like in the Los Osos Valley, it still blows down Los Osos Valley, and it doesn't get screwed up too much before it gets there. But other things that, you know, the other day we had, I'm serious, at night, it takes 40-mile-an-hour winds to blow my plastic patio furniture across the yard. And sure enough, it was blowing across the yard. Nobody had mentioned there was going to be 40-mile-an-hour winds, and so we called Nancy's mom the next day, who lives on the exact opposite side of town, says, did you have any winds last night? No. What's that about? Let's get on the phone today and say hello.
Hi, this is Steven Atascadero.
Hi, Steven Atascadero.
Hey, I think I have a plan for how to deal with North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
Yes.
Why don't we use our media and start a campaign that doesn't portray him as an evil, horrible guy, but as the un-cola. And he starts to get involved in his own publicity. Then we send Madonna over there to seduce him because he's half her age, and she's doing it for the free world.
That's right.
And we don't. And then suddenly he's partying with Charlie Sheen and Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
And we don't hear about missile tests or nuclear bombs. We only hear about him in 3 years on Celebrity Rehab, thinking that Gary Busey is a guru.
Steve, that's great. That's absolutely great. That's very funny.
I really do think, because he has some Western things. I guess he went to some school in England, or I don't know.
Well, and his dad, you know, his dad was big on Western stuff. As much as he tried to hide it, sort of, but he was not that hiding it that well. And so,
right,
you know,
but a different generation.
I know, but I'm sure it passed on
resist.
Down. I think I'm sure it passed on down to his son, I would bet.
I think that actually, if we, instead of isolating him, start coming out with the fuzzy ads, a Kim Jong-un teddy bear, and he sees that he is influenced, his ego, we can massage his ego into pacifism.
There we go. You got the right idea, Steve.
I just think it might be worth a try.
Why not?
All right, you have a great day.
Thanks a lot. You too. Bye. Kim Jong-un cola. That's it, right? You know, you have to stop and ask yourself a question. This really, you know what I mean? If you had social networking and other outlets that would say, you know, just say, you know, we kind of dig the guy. Steve's entirely correct. Eventually, it would get to his ego and his brain, and he wouldn't be able to help himself. You know, he would unisolate himself, I think. So I think that sounds like more of a serious plan than it sounded, but I think it's a good idea. Because we do. We always shrug our shoulders and go, well, the North Korea is isolated, so, you know, what can you do? Well, nothing's isolated anymore. You know, while there may not be a lot of social media in North Korea, if it's all around North Korea, it will be, the word will get in, you know. I liked it. See what else I have. You know what? The thing just isn't working for me at all today, so I'm not going to try. But here's some headlines. I just want to know what's going on. I want to play this for you. Bieber taunts fake baby mama because, you know, he had a DNA test and all that, and that's, I guess, going to be revealed soon. And he's not the dad. Michigan Lake vanishes overnight. I don't know how that happened, so I wish I could play that for you. Okay, but that's all. We'll just have fun. Let's see. Brain dead mom gives birth to twins. You know, these headlines do sound a lot like the Weekly World News. Neighbor shields kids in dog attack. The Nets, the New Jersey Nets, after 35 years being the New Jersey Nets, are going to Brooklyn. So I don't know how I feel about that. Sextuplets born into a Texas mom. Facebook tops 900 million users. Now, I'm not using it. Other thing, let's see. Companies plan to mine in space. I'm sure they're thinking about that. I don't disagree with that. WikiLeaks suspect switches lawyers. So it's an army guy. Well, that's pretty much it right there. I just want to hit you with some headlines and say what was going on in the headlines. All right. And then the other thing is they had a thing that was kind of funny that I don't know why it worked. It was the one thing that worked, but it was a joke. And this was Conan O'Brien, and he was doing this thing on the IKEA movie that's called the Oopliva. Oopliva. That's how it's pronounced. Oopliva. And it combines the HD LED TV with sound and other components to reduce clutter and cords in one integrated package. And it's cost $960 for whatever size that is. I think there's three sizes or something. They say the dawn of a new... This is... And when I saw this on over the weekend, I came across it somewhere. And I said, no, IKEA is not going to have a television. But they are. They've teamed up with a Chinese outfit. And it's called a cross between a television and a piece of furniture is basically what it is. And so the everything's kind of, well, it has a little thing that holds the TV up in the back, but all the wires are in there. So you just open a drawer, you put all this stuff. And the other thing that's quite remarkable about this piece of furniture, so I don't know exactly what the front is made of, some kind of cloth material, I imagine. And because you can use your remotes through the drawer that holds all the stuff. And that is one of the, you know, that's a true-to-life problem that we have. It doesn't have to be a problem. They could right now put a Blu-ray player in a television, I'm sure, and you just would you'd put a little memory card in there and make it work. But what they want you to do is they always want you, even though we have the technology to get to there, A to B now, they want to make sure that we have you buy A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and H, you know. I hate that. So that's all I'm telling you. But that's what they're doing. Just think about it. I mean, really, think about a television. Sure, they could do that. Oh, well, until they do that, you can go buy a $960 IKEA television, which I think is kind of wild. All right. Now, here is a thing I wanted to share with you. Walmart could face fines and firings for bribery charges. Okay, they've been accused of bribing people in different places in the world. And if Walmart violated the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, which forbids paying bribes to foreign officials, the company could face fines of hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, I don't know. I know they beefed up that act. You know, they beefed up that whole thing. But my father worked for a pharmaceutical company, and he told me that he said there is no possible way that any company, pharmaceutical company, could do business in Europe without having to pay people. He said it's not like maybe you could or you might, and he said it's a flat black and white. These people have to get paid, or you don't get your product into the country, and that's the way it is. And at that time, he said, the Federal Trade Commission, these people knew about it. They knew it. And so every now and then, they'd pick one company. They'd slap their hand a little bit, give them a fine. It wasn't terrible. And then everybody went about doing their business the way they'd always done business. And he said, but there's no secret to them. And so once again, it's because we have the old behemoth is upon us again. That's Walmart. And so because it's the behemoth, you know, it has particular attention paid to it. I wonder what other companies, and I mean this, be they major auto manufacturers, be they Coca-Cola, be they Pepsi, I don't care what it is. I wonder how many other major manufacturers have to cross somebody's palm in order to get their products into a country. In this industry, I've seen that. In this industry, I've seen where you want to advertise with somebody. They say, well, give me this. Okay. The way it is. Now, here we go again. And nobody's explained this yet, except all I'm thinking is that they may be crazy, but they're not stupid. And so you have five employees at the Tascadero State Hospital reportedly been attacked in the facility since April 4th, according to emails by hospital spokesman Craig Duckas. And so it's going on more and more and more and more. And to me, it has to be once again directly associated with people consorting to do damage and harm. Now, let me warn you about this. Motorists traveling through Tascadero should expect a full closure of the Highway 101 southbound on-ramp at San Diego Road this week. So the closure prompted by Caltrans reconstruction is supposed to last for 3 weeks. I have yet, you know, you can't see. We went down the grade the other day, and I couldn't see what was being done as far as this retaining wall they're doing on the grade. You just couldn't. There's too much equipment in the way and stuff. But I don't know. I scratch my head, and I look at the guardrail we have that runs the whole length of the thing, and the shoulders we have now, and the turnouts, all the things that we used to never have at all, you know, and I think to myself, what? Why do we have to spend more money on that grade, for gosh sakes? Don't get it. There you go. You know what? I really, and it's too, they've closed part of the three-lane affair, so, but then after you get past where the construction is, then it opens up three lanes again. I have to say, I really have to say, I find the three-lane affair very pleasant. Because I like to get in the right-hand lane, and then if I come upon a truck, you know, I can then go to the middle lane and then back to the right-hand lane and all that. Where in the old days, you know, you get behind a truck and you look in your side mirror and here comes somebody coming at 150 miles an hour. And you're like, okay, I say, I'll wait that one out and then we'll see how fast the next one's coming. And then you have to go around. It was like a little bit weird. So the three-lane thing has worked out really swell, I think. But they're always screwing with it. I also saw some of the, remember they were going to put like chain link netting on the hillsides? I saw some of that. So it must be working because we haven't heard of anybody getting hit by a rolling boulder, have we? Other stuff that's going on. Oh, and here was a, so this was an, this came to mind, this also when I was reading about this, Walmart facing charges. Automakers pay homage to China at show. So what they are doing is American automakers are designing cars for the Chinese market specifically. Instead of just saying, okay, we'll import one of our cars we make now, they're making China-specific cars. Now, they don't say anywhere in this article what a China-specific car is. I don't know if it comes with chopsticks or what the deal is. But they say that it's that that's how they're doing it. China-specific features. Lamborghini, of all people, is also unveiling its first SUV in almost two decades as the Italian supercar maker looks to expand its lineup to tap rising demands from emerging markets. Because you have to remember, you know, in even in China now they got billionaires, and they got billionaires in Russia. Does Vietnam have billionaires yet? Probably. No, I'm not going to go visit. All right, other things going on. Nah, that's boring. All right, I'm done with that. Now, here's but this is important news. SEC files fraud charges against former CalPERS CEO, his friend. Federal regulators say the former CEO of the nation's largest public pension fund conspired with a friend of his to trick a prominent investment firm into paying $20 million in fees to the friend's firms. Securities and Exchange Commission on Monday filed a civil fraud charges against Federico Buonastoro, the former CEO of the California Public Employees Association, known as CalPERS, and his friend Alfred J. Villalobos. The fund for CalPERS is about $235 billion and covers 1.6 million California employees. The agency is seeking unspecified fines and restitution. One thing that we've seen that has come out that is as disturbing as anything else that we see that's come out, and that is the absolutely unbelievable greed of people, you know, in positions that can basically screw somebody else. And it's really quite sad, I think. I just find it very amazing. Thank you. say about 50 years. Snow Whiten at Whiten's Heating and Air Conditioning in San Luis Obispo and her friends, the Seven Little Dudes, invented the GPS. They sure did. The GPS, great personal service. Before long, everybody expected their own GPS. It wasn't guaranteed unless they called Snow Whiten at 1-800-549-4881. To this day, when you need great personal service on your heating, air conditioning, refrigeration, or you realize you have mucked up ducts and need help with a healthy air system, call Snow Whiten at 1-800-549-4881 and she'll dispatch a text bird, spiggity spot, or even quicker. We needed help yesterday. Whiten's has been front and center since the early 50s, before the really cool cars, before Fidel's beard, or just about the time of I Like Ike buttons. How, you might ask curiously but politely, did Whiten's gain this stellar reputation? Hundreds of satisfied customers spread it by word of mouth, where most words come from. Keep the outside out and the inside in. Call Snow Whiten at 1-800-549-4881, and Whiten's GPS with heating, air, and refrigeration will help you live happily ever after. The end.
For three decades now, slow roasted coffee has been waking up the Central Coast. Most of you already know that your local grocery stores carry slow-roasted coffee, but I'll bet you didn't know that you can now shop directly at Slow Roasted Coffee's warehouse in Los Osos. That's right, walk in the door and you might smell the beans a-roasting. When you shop at Slow Roasted Coffee, you'll find an expanded variety of coffee choices. And when you buy a 10-pound bag of your favorite coffee blend, you'll save an additional 10%. One more good thing, you'll receive two free samples with your order. So come on by and see for yourself where Slow Roasted Coffee comes from. You can shop weekdays from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Just give them a call in advance, please. Call them at 528-7317. That's 528-7317. And they'll have your order waiting for you. Find Slow Roasted Coffee in Los Osos at 1172 Los Olivos Avenue near Fairchild. Slow Roasted Coffee, a tradition that tastes great.
Some of us were roasting last weekend, I'll tell you that, because the weather was hot.
All right, let me tell you what's going on at Spencer's Fresh Markets, because there's great things that are going on every single week at Spencer's, and they have the good stuff for you, and they have their IGA products. And their IGA products are absolutely excellent, and there's so many things you could substitute IGA for stuff that you're buying and paying way too much money for name brand stuff. Don't do it to yourself. You don't need to. There's so many things. Anyway, let me tell you what's going on. Let me hit some things. Today is Taco Tuesday, a dollar a holler for tacos, and you can get a spaghetti with meatballs for two for $5. $5. $2.50 a person. Well, unless you're eating the whole thing. That's $5. Okay, I hadn't thought about that. Okay, Fanta sodas are 99 cents plus CRV for a two-liter job. 7-Up is two for $5, six-pack 7-Up, five-liter bottles, all that stuff. And then that's only $2.60 each. Then they have all the power drinks and all that. They got V8 vegetable juice for $3.99 a pound. They have S&W beans. So if you're into the bean thing, Pinto Black Kidney, Garbanzo, or White, which is pretty much covers the whole shebang. And they also have in the deli and frozen section, they have Springfield Classic Vegetables, Taipei entree Fried Rice, Taipei Spring Rolls or Pot Stickers. They have, and then don't forget you get your hamburgers and your hot dog stuff together. Don't forget the meat department, please, because they have the best hamburger ever, because they grind it themselves daily, every day, a couple times a day. Can't be beat. San Luis Obispo, Morro Bay, Atascadero, Royal Grande, and Santa Maria. Spencer's, where freshness is local and yummy. I'm big on yummy. In my tummy. Boy, this John Edwards case, this is, it's got some weird stuff going on with it, I tell you that. Here's the deal. There was a woman by the name of Rachel Melling, an Alloy banking heiress, who contributed $725,000 of the money at the heart of the case. Melling was reportedly infuriated by criticism that Edwards received for getting expensive haircuts. From now on, all haircuts that are necessary and important for this campaign, please send the bills to me. It's a way to help our friend without government restrictions, she wrote in a note to Young. This other guy, Andrew Young. Andrew Young's one of the guys that says, no, the baby's mine. And they said, well, no, it's not. Okay. So that's after a while and crazy. Now, you may have heard the story already, but several hours after the city manager in Sanford, Florida, announced that he had reached an agreement with Chief Bill R. Lee to resign over the police department's handling of the Trayvon Martin case, the city commission voted late Monday afternoon to reject Lee's resignation. So in the end, Triplett voted in favor of Lee's remaining in the department. Once again, as part of a 3-2 majority, he said he wanted to review the reports of an independent investigation about the police department's handling of the case before making a decision. So I don't know where that's going. For those of you that know what I'm talking about, they said that he is wearing a bulletproof vest. Zimmerman's wearing a bulletproof vest wherever he and a GPS, you know, because he's gotten death threats. For some, a bulletproof vest wouldn't work. Now, here we're back with a damn bullet train. Jeez. They had a great cartoon the other day. I don't have it. Anyway, the Bullet Train Authority underestimates operating costs, a group of experts say. This is, instead of getting anything really done once again, our legislature, we're going back and forth and fighting over this crazy bullet train and where it should stop, how it should start, when it should go, why it doesn't go here. It's like, help me up. Just amazing. I'm getting to where I'm saying, you know, just ditch this thing. You know what I mean? We don't have the money for it anyway. What are you even talking about? But I guess there's federal money or something that we get. So, and this is our problem with the way our world works. The feds come up with money for stuff that the feds should have nothing to do with to begin with. I mean, quite frankly, that's not what they're charged with. You know, they're charged with the health, education, welfare of the country, which does not include a bullet train, and commerce, world commerce, and the defense of the nation. That's really what the government's there to do. And so they overstep their bounds so far out there that you go, say what? And the bullet train is certainly one of those things. But the government says, a federally say, okay, we'll give you X amount of money towards the bullet train. So then people start salivating, you know, in Sacramento and go, well, it's a lot of dough. Of course, it's only about a third of the dough that's needed to actually build the damn bullet train, you know. And then you have to operate it after that, which Amtrak has not shown a great deal of success with so far. So unless maybe they have somebody else, a private company, run it, I have no idea, which would make sense to me, bid that thing out. But anyway. So we go back to the point is that we don't have the two-thirds. It's like when the state says to the city, well, we'll give you some of your money back under these conditions. It's like, okay, well. Barring from Peter Paypal. A proposed nuclear waste dump outside Las Vegas, as you know, is called Yucca, and the Republicans are pushing to get it back going. The Republicans want to spend $25 million to revive the Yucca Mountain site in Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid's home. State of Nevada. Now, Harry Reid, of course, has been trying to fight the thing forever, which you can understand. It's not in my backyard, although they were, you know, they've blown up all kinds of nuclear stuff over in Nevada anyway. But after we spent, I forget, $1 billion on this thing, whatever, and then the president decided to stop it, I didn't agree with that at all. I didn't agree with that. I don't know. This is the waste site proposal illustrates the party's divergent visions for dividing as much as $1.047 trillion that Congress can allocate for the fiscal year that starts October 1st. Now, why in the world would you need? Why would you even think about $1 trillion being needed to do anything? It takes that now, but, you know, the thing's already dug out. The thing's, like, almost ready to go. As a matter of fact, I'll see if I can find out. I'll get back on the computer and see to what extent Yucca Mountain is completed, to what percentage is completed. Because when I've seen pictures of it, and they got the, I don't know what more you really want to do with it. You know, you're not putting pictures of the president on the walls and whatnot. That's not necessary down there. So I got to figure it out. But for gosh sakes, don't you think we should do something? Seeing as how the federal government promised us back way before Diablo Canyon was stuck on the Central Coast. Oh, yeah, we'll have a place for that. Yeah, you have to worry about that. We'll have a place. And this is kind of right here. This is cute right here. I kind of avoid this. Here's a picture of former Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev, who's gotten older and, of course, a little bit more rotund. He's awakened by an unidentified woman during a panel discussion that he was at where he just conked out. Well, these older guys, you know, they conk. There's nothing wrong with that. That's how they preserve themselves. They're talking about legal immigration dropping way down in the United States because there's no jobs here. There are no jobs, so what do you want to come here for? Plus, they have a stepped-up enforcement that's actually starting to work, I guess. And it works as long as we don't have a lot of jobs. That makes sense.
and PG&E out to avoid punitive damages over gas explosion. Now that they face more than 100 civil lawsuits and fines, they're trying to keep from having more problems. But I don't think they're going to duck it. I think after they have a memo that said the welds were bad to begin with, and the, you know, the court's in possession of that, I think PG&E's. But here's then what happens. You know, and if you're a PG&E investor, you know, I don't mean to pick on you, but hey, that's your company, and don't try to throw the bill at me. You know. I'm a ratepayer. I didn't have anything to do with anything. I just, you know, pay for what I use. So, you know where that's going to go. I think we need to raise rates, don't we? Sure you do. That ain't right. Other things that happen in our world. I think we get to and didn't get to when we should have and all that kind of stuff. I'm not sure how important this is, but I saw it, and so I thought I'd comment on it. And that's they're going to return pints to Central Coast Brewing, you know, so you can mind your pints and quarts, your P's and Q's. I guess in a real bar setting, a real pub setting, pints are certainly important. I don't know. I haven't been to the New Marie Callender's here in San Luis Obispo yet because I really, truthfully, don't want to face the traffic and the people, but... I have been to the one in Santa Maria quite a few times with our friends from Country Oaks, and they also do this at they do this there, and they do it at I'll think of it in just a minute. Happy Camp, Tahoe Joe's over near Mike's Shoes. They have a 22-ounce beer. So you say to yourself, well, this is one beer. No, it's not. It's two beers. If you're going to drive, that's your allotment for the hour, is that one glass. So, you know, if you say, well, I just have a couple of beers here, you end up having four, you could end up in trouble. I'm just trying to let you know. Trying to save you. Trying to save you from yourself. It's just a couple of beers. There's a thing that's gone viral. It's a video of a young lady walking along texting. I think it was in China, but I'm not sure. She's walking along texting, and all of a sudden, there's a sinkhole that she doesn't know about. It's not marked off or anything, and she goes right through the sidewalk and falls 20 feet. Then the first guy that went to try to save her, he fell down and, of course, broke his crown, and then everybody else came tumbling after. So they finally got a ladder and got the two of them out. They were safe, and they were okay. They weren't hurt. But it's like they're criticizing this woman for texting while walking. While I realize texting while walking is kind of weird, but anyway. But she had, this was not her fault in any way, shape, or form. The sidewalk just gave out when she walked on it. And there was no sign that said don't, you know, cones or tape or anything that said don't walk here. So I quit picking on all the young people just to pick on them. There's plenty of good reasons to pick on them. Oh, I got to get to a letter today. Oh, please, Bill. Get to this letter. Not let the world go by without getting this letter. I got to figure out what my letter is. It's here somewhere. I'll get it. Be patient. I just got to turn a page or two. I know that today we don't have much of a paper. Oh, this was it right here. This is where the cartoon was, too, was today. All right. High-speed rail, guy stand on the very topic going, I'm king of the world. And so up here, there's a guy looking at the picture of the Titanic, and it says 100th anniversary above it. He says, if the Titanic taught us anything, it's the danger of hubris. And then there's a guy, engineers, going full speed ahead with high-speed rail. All right, but here's the thing that I have to say. And I'm not going to say that I don't sympathize with a guy or feel bad for him, but, geez, come on, get serious. One of the things when Nancy and I used to travel to Santa Barbara, and we spend the weekend down there and on a Saturday night, and we'd stay in motels. And one of the things that I have to admit I was always startled by was on Sunday morning, the people would go stand in the parking lot and talk at the top of their lungs. For some reason, they just were clueless, just clueless. Anyway, and it was like, how can you be that clueless? You know, how can you make that much noise? But here's what happened. I know about where this guy lives. This guy has to live somewhere near the intersection of California and Higuera.
Because he said he's heard, you know, the noise from the football events from the high school for years, and never have I heard the booming echoes so loud or so bad as the day of the marathon, because he was woken up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Now, what does it say here? If you want a big, at least do a sound check and remind the runners to be courteous. Really, all this before saying it was just too much. 2,200 people. 2,200. Have you ever heard 2,200 people get together and try to whisper? That would wake you up. You know, just that noise would wake you up. So I feel bad for Bill, but it's like, hey, buddy, once a year. Well, actually, this is the first year you've had to put up with it. But you're gonna, if they do it again next year, if this was successful enough, they're gonna have a second annual. Then I'm pretty sure I can guarantee you that you're gonna be you should just plan on being up Sunday a year from now, and you know, watch the Today Show or something. Watch you know, Face the Nation Sunday. They have early shows. 2,200 people. I have to tell you, you cannot expect silence out of 2,200 people. That's just not going to happen. And I don't care if you're even trying to be polite. If 2,200 people were just talking, can you imagine the noise it would be? If they talked at a level like I'm talking to you right now, if 2,200 people were doing it, it would be a free train. All right, that's all I was going to say. I just wanted to tell you about that. And French Hospital made the top 100 list. Is this because they only get $1,800 for appendicitis, or is this because they get $180,000? I don't know. French Hospital Medical Center in San Luis Obispo was named one of the top 100 hospitals in the nation, according to a comparison of 2,886 hospitals by Thomson Reuters, a New York-based news and research company. Hospital also received the Everest Award for having some of the highest prices, obviously. No, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. For having one of the greatest rates of improvement among the top 100 hospitals over 5 years. Okay, now remember, they used to be Catholic Healthcare West, but now they're called something else. And based on analysis of Medicare inpatients over 1 year, the study determined that if all hospitals performed at the same level as the top 100 hospitals, more than 186,000 additional lives could be saved, approximately 56,000 additional patients could be complication-free, more than $4.3 billion could be saved, and the average patient stay would decrease by nearly half a day. Well, whose job is it then? This is what I never understand. You know, is there somebody that's supposed to have a standard that the hospitals go by so that, all hospitals would fall into the same standard? Or do you just have to say to yourself, well, it's like anything else. You know, you got the people at the top and you got the guy that was the last in his class. I guess. Diablo's going to shut a reactor down for refueling. It's been operating for 525 days between outages, and so they make a big deal out of that. It brings some extra money into the area because, you know, people come in to do the extra work. And then beyond that, it just means that, well, the other thing I guess it means is, and that's why they're telling you and me, is that so now they're going to have more nuclear waste that's going to have to be stored in the dry casks. I think that, is that why we talk about whether or not it's going to be refueled? Because otherwise, who cares? People refuel their cars every day. I don't need to know about it. Doesn't matter to me. But that's the one implication from. But now, see, we'll tie it together with today's other news. The implication is that we're going to have more dry cask storage for the rods that are coming out. And Yucca Mountain, they shut down the whole project after spending $1 billion on it for reasons just because, you know, Harry Reid, rather. And so that's not fair. Sure, politics is politics, but please, please. Well, here's the thing from the Sacramento Bee. It says, information from Atascadero State Hospital, other hospitals, far too limited. More than 90% of the 6,000-plus patients in California's five state hospitals have committed a criminal act, many of them violent, as the legislative analysis noted last month. Violence directed toward patients and workers has been on the rise, averaging 23 incidents a day. So they'll need to spend millions to update security and make them safer for staff and other patients. Transition won't be smooth. There will be bumps, understandably so. I think we need more of those lockdowns. Isn't that what they call them, lockdowns? It's like a timeout for felons. Just say, you know, sorry, you're going to have to cool your heels there. That's always got to be very proud. Time out. You're acting up. We can't have it. This is my idea right now. I think it's a good one, too. Anyway, we've had a good day, and I want to thank you for being a friend.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me, and the car.
Thank you, Spanky. Okay, well, tomorrow's supposed to be rain, and honest, raindrops will fall on our head, but we'll get together. We'll stay indoors and get together at noon. Until then, may your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because...
This is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Bye. Happy trails to you. Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling.